Keep going, man.
Lord, we ask
to Blog Talk Radio.
We ask to see it. We ask to see it just have your way. We ask God to be receptive to everything that's being taught, Father God, that you would untangle people's minds, Father God. Father God, our minds are twisted in the spirit, Father God, causing us not to think clearly. But this day, Father God, I decree and declare that our minds will be open, that they will be untwisted, and Father God, that you will be able to have your way, Father God. Help us to hear the way you desire for us to hear, Father God. I thank you that people's lives will no longer be the same, Father God, and that this day, this will be a message that will draw people closer to you, Father God, in a way that they've never been close to you before, Father God. Open our eyes to the unseen realm, Father God. Open our eyes to see spiritual truths and hear spiritual truths we've never heard before. Spirit of the living God, have your way. And we bind up the hand of the enemy and everything that he is trying or planning on doing, Father God, keeping these people from hearing the messages through distractions. We bind the spirit of distraction right now. We're no longer wanting. We command you to go right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of God,
we ask that you would have your way and that your angels would guard the airways and allow people to hear what they're supposed to hear this day. In Jesus Christ's holy name, give us our spiritual identities back. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, man of God. All right, I'm going to put the music back on and I'm going to call Mother of the ministry to connect her, and I'll do that. I'm sorry, and I'll be back. I don't know why that comes on so loud. Because for some reason I'm not hearing it, although it's playing. Okay, I guess it didn't like my other song.
Father,
haven't done so well. But you were there even when I made my bed in hell. So here's my life, here's my life. I give it all to you. Consuming fire, consuming fire. Consuming fire, oh Father, consume me. You can use me, breathe life into me here on this altar. Father, consume me. You can use me, breathe life into me here on this altar. So Father, consume me. You can use me. Breathe life into me here on this altar. And Father, consume me. Oh, use me and breathe life into me. Hey, here on this Father.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to Faith Ambassador Stay on Purpose broadcast. I am your host, Elder Felicia Pastor Dotson, for tonight. Tonight we have a dynamic couple anointed by God to bring the message of the Lord. If you have not invited someone, invite someone. Get somebody on the phone. Spread the word via your social media. Via your contacts, 515-602-9661. Invite someone to come on the line and hear what the Lord is saying on tonight. Just a few announcements before we go any further. Join us on Facebook. Check us out. Excuse me. You can like one page and join the other. Search for Bishop Daniel Carter, who is our founder and overseer, Apostle Daniel Carter. As well, you can search for Faith Ambassadors. And again, you can like one page and join the other. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram as well. Do the same in your search and follow us. Connect with us. Watch out for our announcements and all that the Lord is doing through Faith Ambassadors with our million soul mandate as well. Continue to join us online, blogtalkradio.com/faithambassadors, as we go forth 4 nights a week. Monday night is our Staying on Purpose broadcast. Tuesday night is our women's ministry. Wednesday night is our overflow ministry. And Thursday night is our School of the Prophets. You don't want to miss what the Lord is saying through the vessels of God that he has appointed and anointed to be on these broadcasts each and every night. And the discussions that we have been having that have been changing lives, bringing forth healing and deliverance. We thank God for each and every one of you tuning in, whether you're in your home, on your job, at school, at work, in your car, sitting in the park enjoying the breeze, wherever you may be, prison or rehab. We thank God for you tuning in and listening live or by replay to this message on tonight. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to give you just a little bit of another song that the Lord laid upon my heart as I was preparing for broadcast tonight. And then I'm going to come back with scripture and prayer, and I will bring the man and woman of God to bring the word of God. Amen, amen. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, joy, peace, and a sound mind. Stir up the gift, God, today in the name of Jesus. I call your attention to, and let me know if you cannot hear me, people of God. Psalm 119, beginning at the first verse. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways are steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous ways. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. Psalm 119, verse 1 through 8. Lord, your word is already blessed, and we thank you for the hearers and the doers. Father, we bless you. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence, come in your presence to hear what you have to say
to your people on today. Not just that, God, but to humbly submit ourselves under your mighty hand, that you in due time would exalt us. Now, God, I thank you for using these vessels that you have chosen for such a time as this, Quincy and Lorraine Andrews. God, I thank you that your anointing, your yoke-destroying, burden-removing power, God, is upon them to bring the word, not like last time, but like never before, that your people's minds and lives would be changed, someone would be healed, someone would be delivered, some would be made free on today, that someone would give their very life to you because of the word. We thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name, we thank you that it's already done. Amen. People of God, this man and this woman of God, I have found them to be a brother and friends. I knew them separately, and now that I know them together, they are even more anointed and appointed and powerful together as they were apart from each other. And I introduce to some and present to others none other than Quincy and Lorraine Andrews, man and woman of God. You can go forth as the Lord leads you.
Amen. How are you? Just want to say hello to everybody. Let you guys know that we're very honored to be a part of this. First of all, I want to start off with a prayer for everyone that didn't get a chance to hear. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time. Thank you for gathering us on one accord and bringing us here to be able to do things that you have asked us to do, God. We thank you that our hearts are open. Open our hearts right now to receive whatever it is you desire to say to your people. Father God, we even open our hearts as your vessels that you choose to use, Father. And Father God, I thank you that you are untangling our thoughts, untangling our minds and untwisting them, causing us to hear all spiritual truths and everything that you desire to say, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that our minds are open to its fullest capacity to hear exactly what it is you say, Father God. I ask that you would restore our hearing. I ask that you would restore our eyesight as well, causing us to see in the unseen realm. Do something that you have never done, Spirit of the living God. We want you without measure, God. We want you more than we've ever wanted you before. This day, do something special for us. You said, call to me and I will answer you and show you great mighty things which you do not know. Do just that, God. We're desperate for you. We want more of you. Thank you that our lives will never be the same, Father God, and that you're giving us our true identities back in you again. Amen and amen in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Greetings. We're going to be before you with the titled message of Stolen Identity. God has been dealing with us for several weeks individually, and when we came together, it was clear that we were on one accord. So the title of our message is Stolen Identity. So I'm just going to dive right into it, the revelation that the Holy Spirit has given me. So we know that the spirit world is governed by the natural world, and everything that happens in the natural world has first already happened in the spiritual world. The funny thing is we have protection over our cars and our homes and, you know, valuable possessions. And in the event that theft occurs or, you know, fire or flood damage, but oftentimes we overlook the fact that our spirit man needs to be covered or protected as well. Proverbs 4:23 tells us to guard our hearts, for out of it flows the issues of life. And in 1 Corinthians 2:9-10, it says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Verse 10 says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, even the deep things of God. So God has been dealing with me on the revelation and the understanding of the five senses. So we know our natural senses to be sight, hear, taste, smell, and see. But there's two other dynamics. So I admonish you to write this down because it even becomes more clear as you see it. So I'm going to start with the spirit because our spirit is more dominant over the body and the soul. So revelation, number one is revelation. That's the sense in the spirit. But the sense that correlates in the body is sight. And moreover, the sense that correlates soul is the imagination. And oftentimes, we tend to live in the soulish five senses. And the Holy Spirit wants us to dwell in the spiritual five senses as opposed to natural five senses, if that makes sense. So we have spirit being the revelation sense, body, sight, and soul, imagination. The second set is wisdom. Wisdom is the spirit sense, hearing is the body sense, and doubt is the soul sense. And to make that even clearer, you can, even with the revelation, let me go back up to the revelation. Because God can, the Holy Spirit can download revelation to us. But our soul will contradict that. And in our mind, we'll go to, did I imagine that? Or is that something, we argue with our soul. And we know our soul is made up of our emotions. And it's flaky. So we're never to depend on the soulish realm. God wants us to stay in the spirit. And so, again, the spirit for our revelation, spirit is revelation. The sense for body is sight. The sense for soul is imagination. And then, again, the sense for the spirit for wisdom. And then we have hearing for the body, and we have doubt for the soul. Our third set is knowledge. Knowledge is the spiritual sense. Taste is the body sense. And reason is the soul sense. And then our fourth sense, discernment, in the body that correlates to smell, and in the soul that correlates to instinct or feeling. And what's common is sometimes you've heard, or maybe you've even said it yourself, like, I had a feeling, or something told me. You're operating in your soul sense, but God wishes that we operate in the spirit, which would be discernment. Discernment is, you know, the scripture that says there's a unction of the Holy One and we know all things. That only comes by a relationship with the Holy Spirit, because he reveals the secret things, the deep things of the spirit. And so if we live in the soulish realm, we're only hitting the surface of where the Holy Spirit wants us to be. And so our last sense is sensitivity in the spirit, feeling in the body, and emotion in the soul. And oftentimes, we hear things like when we're prophesying or God is using us to prophesy, we'll say, I sense that, and we'll go on to say what the Lord has given us to say. We need to be careful about not having our identity stolen in the spirit. Not knowing who you are in God will make your identity be stolen.
I just want to also piggyback on what my wife is saying about having a stolen identity. Like she mentioned earlier,
the spiritual world does govern the physical world. So one thing that us as God's people are not doing, the reason why we're not seeing a lot of prosperity is because we're not being aggressive in the spiritual realm. We're not attacking the spiritual realm the way we're supposed to. One thing that Jesus said in Luke 16:8, he said, for the children of this world and their generation are wiser than the children of light. One reason is because they attack the spiritual realm really hard. And us as Christians, we sit back. We say stuff like, well, I think I'll pray about it. Oh, and if we do pray about it, we're real casual with it. We don't attack formation. And God, in these last days, if we want the things that God has for us, and, you know, some people don't want to hear it, but I got to tell the whole truth. We got to quit having a lackadaisical prayer. We got to quit having a lackadaisical prayer. We got to quit being casual about prayer. We have to attack formation, because we know that if anybody in the physical world attacked our family in any kind of way, we're quick to go after them. I don't care how much we say we're Christians. If anybody attack your son or your daughter or anybody in your family, you're going to attack them. But we're very casual when it comes to the spirit world. The first thing we need to understand is that we are spiritual beings first. We are triune beings. We have a soul. We're spirit beings first. Secondly, we have a soul. And then thirdly, we live in a physical body. But one thing God wants us to do, we do have our five senses, see, touch, smell, feel, taste. We have all that. But he doesn't want us to rely on our physical senses. He wants us to rely on the Holy Spirit. Soul senses more. I'm going to explain more about what soul senses are. Soul senses are more of, they deal with more of the interpersonal realm based on personal experience. Like you might give, a person may give one person flowers. And as soon as they receive the flowers, they think about love, or they think about a time that their mother may have given it to them. When that same person may give it to another individual, and the first thing that they think of is a funeral. That's what they think of. That's their perception. That's their personal experience. That's more of the soul senses realm. And one thing we have to do, if we want what God has for us, these are things that I believe I know. And I'm seeing prosperity on it quick. I'm not telling anybody nothing on this podcast that I'm not doing myself. God says in these latter days, if you want to see prosperity, you can write it down. One of the first things we'll have to do, we'll have to learn how to do self-deliverance. Now don't get me wrong, we have to have a church home. We have to have a separate. And I'm not saying you don't go to church to get that. But if nobody else ever lays hands on you, you lay hands on yourself under the authority of Jesus Christ. And not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. You lay hands on yourself and deliver yourself and be straightforward. And ask God, Lord, what is it that I'm dealing with in my life? Why do I keep making these same mistakes? Lord, I want to be delivered from these generational curses. I repent for what my ancestors have done, but I need you to deliver me. We have to be upfront with God, and we have to do a personal inventory, a personal spiritual inventory every day. That's one way, self-deliverance. This is the second one, and I'll give scripture to support it. Another way that we're going to see success, and I'm going to bring up personal prophecies. There's not one person on this phone that hasn't received a prophetic word from God. I'm sure, and then there might be. But if you have received a personal, a prophetic word from the Lord, and you have a lot of prophecies hanging over your life, the reason being, this is the answer right here. These are two reasons why. The reason being, and God was dealing with me about this last night, and I told my wife briefly about it. The reason we have so many personal prophecies hanging over our heads is because we're not waging in warfare. Now, if you guys can open your Bibles or your phones, most people use phones nowadays to look in the scripture. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. If we go to 1 Timothy, give me time to type it up. 1, let's see.
Let me do 18 through 20.
Okay, so we all know that the Apostle Paul mentored Timothy. We all know that. So one thing that the Apostle Paul mentored Timothy, he told him in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Now I'm reading the NIV. He said, "Timothy, my son, I am giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them, you may fight the battle well." That's the NIV version, but I want to get the, let me see what King James, I'm a King James man, that's what I like. Let me see what KJV has to say. He said in King James, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare." What he's saying in that scripture is what the Apostle Paul is saying is, and I'm putting it in 21st century terms, if you get a prophetic word from the Lord, we have a responsibility. The person that gave the prophetic word has a responsibility. I'll deal with that in a minute. But the person that's receiving the word has a responsibility over speaking that word over their lives until they see it come to pass, and also speaking prophetic declarations over that prophetic word every day. I'm talking about we have to pray fervently, and we have to speak prophetic declarations. Those are the ways that those prophecies are going to stop hanging over our heads and we'll see them come to pass. Everything that we do, we have to always realize, and we say we know it, but we don't live like it. Everything that we do and everything that we have starts in the spirit. It starts in the spirit first. Everything that we see in the natural with the naked eye, it first started in the spiritual, and as a result, we see it in the physical world. So that's how we get those prophecies to come to pass, is that we have to have a fervent prayer life, spend a lot of time with God. You can make anywhere your altar. I don't care. You might be at work at your desk. You can say it to yourself, "Father, in the name of Jesus, help me right now. I thank you that this prophetic word is coming to pass. I thank you, Father God, that you have already done it. I shall see it." That's so easy to do. We're quick to say everything else. People mention so many other things. But we can make any place our altar and pray to God. We have to speak out that spoken word. We have to speak prophetic. It's prophetic declarations and a fervent prayer life and intimacy with God that are going to bring those prophecies to pass. And that's one reason why prophetic words are still hanging over our life. And it doesn't mean that it wasn't God that said it. That doesn't mean that God never used a man or woman of God to say it, because it was. But a lot of times those things won't come to pass because we don't have a fervent prayer life, and we're real casual about our prophetic declarations. We have to speak. We have to wage in the spirit. That's why we read 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. This is the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was a bad boy. He told him, he said, look, and I'm putting it in my way of explaining it. He said, look, I know about the prophetic words that were spoken of you, but you have to wage warfare in the spirit. You got to go after it. And that's something we have to do. One thing that I also want to talk about is a lot of we're spirit beings, and a lot of our body parts are stolen in the spirit. Like, for instance, your eyes can be stolen. We have to watch what we look at. We have to watch the music that we listen to. Your eyes can be stolen in the spirit. And no matter how much people try to show you spiritual tools, you won't see it. You know, the same thing with your ears, all of that. A lot of people wonder why everything that they lay their hands to, it decays and it doesn't prosper. That's because their hands are chained in the spirit. So what we got to do is unchain our hands in the spirit, causing us to see progress in the natural realm. Everything starts off in the spirit. If your spirit man is sick, eventually your natural man is going to be sick. So what we have to do every day, we have to get up early. We have to be early risers. I'm not even a morning person, but we have to be. We have to be early risers and set the tone, the spiritual tone of the day, and do self-deliverance do these prophetic declarations, and have a fervent prayer life with God. This is the way that we're going to keep, that we're going to see these prophetic words come to pass. I'm letting you know, I know, I've seen change within 2 weeks by doing this. I'm living this. And this is how it's going to, but we have to be consistent in doing it. And one person I want to bring up is Elijah. Elijah prophesied the drought in Israel. Elijah prayed that it wouldn't rain for 3.5 years. He said it wouldn't, but he prayed that it wouldn't rain. Now, this is one of the best prophets that God has ever used. Jesus Christ is the standard. But after him, Elijah's a bad boy, too. But he made sure he had a fervent prayer life. When he said that it wouldn't rain for 3.5 years, he prayed fervently every day about that, and it didn't do it. But he also prayed that after the 3.5 years, that it would start raining again. That's an example of letting you know how important, that's the secret to success, having a fervent prayer life and saying our prophetic declarations is self-deliverance every day. It seems like a lot of work, but we'll start doing it if we keep seeing bad things pop up in our lives and we don't know why. That's because we're not attacking it in the spirit realm. That's because we're not attacking it. And if we do that individually and then we bring it together corporately, man, we may see Jesus Christ come back quicker if we do those things. He's waiting. I know in Ephesians he says he's waiting till we all come to the unity of faith, and that means on one accord. So I'm telling you, when you start doing these things, I know that your life is going to, it's going to change. It's going to change, and it's going to be hard at first because the enemy is going to fight tooth and nail to make sure that you don't do it. Another thing I want to mention is not to have a set prayer life. And what I mean by that is don't allow yourself to have a certain time that you pray. Well, don't say, well, you know, I always pray at 7 o'clock. I pray after I eat my last dinner. Don't do that because the enemy is going to fight you tooth and nail to make sure that you don't get to that time to do it. He's always studying us. He studies us more than we study ourselves. He knows us just as much as we know ourselves, if not more. So we have to make sure that around the clock we're praying. I mean, if you pray, if you're cooking in the kitchen, just say, Lord, help me right now. I thank you, Father God, that I'm delivered. Just any little thing like that. Make sure the whole 24-hour day is a fervent prayer life, and it sounds like a lot. I'm not saying going to prayer in the closet for 24 hours or 10 hours and pray. Although that wouldn't be a bad thing, but what the Holy Spirit wants us to know that anywhere that we are can become an altar when we're worshiping him and spending time with him, and that's what we have to do. So that's pretty much what I wanted to say. I just pray in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for the people that have listened to this message. I pray, Father God, that it will change their lives forever. I pray, Father God, that they will start doing the things that you have told me to tell them to do, and that us in unity will continue to get closer and closer to you, Father God. I thank you that you are our master, Father God. May their lives never be the same again, Father God. We want to have progress. We want to have progress, Father God. But you're a God of order. And we know that everything that has ever been done by you and everything that will ever be done starts and ends in the spirit realm. Help us to do what you have called us to do, Father God. Father God, some people will never be oracles of God, Father God, because they haven't attacked the spirit realm, Father God, or they haven't seeked you on how to do it, Father God. But, Father God, I decree and declare this day that people's lives will no longer be the same, and that they will see change, Father God, and that you will protect us from the hand of the enemy, God. Teach us how to use our hands for war. You created us for this, God. Help us to fight the good fight and endure hardship as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' holy and righteous name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. I want to call you Prophetess Lorraine, so that's what's coming out of my mouth. That's what I'm going to say. Did you have anything else, woman of God? Lord, have mercy. I'm over here screaming and hollering. Y'all don't even know. If this word was not for anybody else but me, thank you for being obedient. Thank you for bringing the word. Thank you for making it simplified. Most of all, thank you for confirming, and bringing answers to my questions and my prayers that I have been before God with. Thank God for you, especially the breakdown of the spirit, the body, and the soul. There was one that I didn't get, the sensitivity one. I didn't get the body and the soul part on that, and I need to write it down for future reference. I like
that. That was feel for the body and emotion for the soul.
And emotion. All right. Awesome. Just a couple of things that I jotted down as you and the man of God were going forth. One, not knowing who you are is definitely one way of getting your identity stolen, and you won't even know it's stolen because you don't know who you are. There's no ID
Correct.
To recover if you don't know who you are.
Right.
And then these other things that I jotted down that I'll touch on are confirmations that God has been dealing with me on literally like in the last 3 days, literally, talking about not being aggressive in the spirit realm. And, of course, the scripture that I keep hearing reverberating, repeating in my spirit is the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taken by force. And I remember another point in my life, in my walk, where God was like, you going to be a punk or you going to grow up and go on and fight?
That's right.
Just like that. He said it just like that. And I was like, Lord, I'm tired of fighting. He's like, take a break. Now, he took me to the scripture where he told Elijah, get up, eat, and be strengthened.
That's right.
Because you got something to do. It's time to go back to war. It's time to go back to fighting. It's time to go back to work. So you get up from that place that you was in, resting and chilling. It's time to strengthen yourself by eating naturally and spiritually, and let's get to work.
That's right.
Excuse me. And then this is a revelation that he gave me. The soul realm deals with association and familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
Who and what we associate things with, when you were talking about the perspective thing, and what we are familiar with, and that's how we can tell when we're dealing with things with our soul rather than in the spirit, because we can associate it or refer back to something or someone or an experience that we had before. And
right.
It becomes familiar to us. That was awesome. And then the self-deliverance, oh, my God, I promise you, yesterday and today, the Holy Spirit said, remember I told you, you the elder, you lay hands on yourself, and you will recover.
Amen.
Because I promise
That's
you,
right.
From July 28th, when I turned 45 this year, up until right now, maybe except for 1 week, I literally have been in warfare in my body, in my life, in my, all out warfare. And the Lord said to me today, remember, you got to lay hands on yourself and you shall recover. What other elder you going to call for other than elder brother Jesus? You've already called on him. You've already spoken the word that by his stripes you are healed. Now lay hands on yourself. I put healing in your hands. So you have the ability, and we have to know Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. That we too are healers, first of ourselves. If you have healing in your hands for someone else, you have healing in your hands for your own life as well. Excuse me. And then taking personal inventory and the personal prophecy thing. That's another thing I have been asking God about. The prophetic words, I was like, were they not true? Were they not, were the women and men of God not speaking? Was it, were it not from you? Why has it not come to pass?
Right.
And just earlier today, in the afternoon, he began to minister to me. It's time out for being passive aggressive, both naturally
right.
and spiritually. It is time
yeah.
to be aggressive, but in love.
Yep.
You can be aggressive in love and still do what needs to be done and not offend anyone. But guess what? Jesus offended people and he wasn't even trying. He was just doing what he was called to do. So there's going to be
right.
someone that is offended by your aggressiveness in the spirit.
Right.
But guess what?
Right.
You have to pray for them that they not hold that offense and you move forward and do what you're supposed to do. Because it is vitally important that we see the miracle signs, because we don't know who's watching us. We don't know who's paying attention to us that are not believers
right.
and that are believers.
Right. You know what, woman of God, anything that you're saying is real. If you don't mind me, that was something I didn't bring up, but I feel like it'd be a blessing for you, you know, and for anybody else. This one little part that I wrote down last night at God had made me think about, and he was saying that the Israelites had a season of slavery in Egypt,
mm-hmm.
and it was prophesied by Moses that they would stay in slavery for 400 years. Now, this is Moses,
mm-hmm.
but you know what kept them? They actually stayed in slavery for 430 years. You know why? Because they didn't have a fervent prayer life, and they waited to 430 to 30 years later to finally cry out and repent. It goes to show that we have to have a fervent prayer life. That's backing it up, too. They were supposed to get out 40 years, but it was an extra 30 years because they weren't doing what we were talking about.
Wow. That's awesome. And that's also confirmation. I've had two conversations in the last 2 days with people of God and just making the declarations and affirming and cleaning up, for lack of a better word, cleaning up the language that we speak by faith, you know, where we say,
right.
I myself have said, oh, one day I'm going to get married. No, you need to decree and declare that thing. You need to decree
right.
and declare within the next 12 months I will be married. I will be married to the man of God. You got to decree and declare that thing. You got to make it definitive. That is the word we use. You got to make it definitive,
right.
and then you got to put the work on your face to make sure, both naturally and spiritually, to make sure that it comes to pass. They go together.
Yeah, you
can't separate.
That's right. Pray for him. Pray for him now. Like, pray for him now. Pray for your husband now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, I do
yeah,
that.
Like you've been doing.
I definitely do that.
Yeah. Keep praying for him.
Yes. It's imperative that we pray for the things and circumstances we want to manifest in our life. Otherwise, how else will we know that it's from God? If we're not
right.
specific, if we're not naming it to the T, if you plant a seed but you don't have a name on that seed, then what?
Right.
Then what are you expecting to grow? What are you expecting to see? What type of fruit? What type of tree, what type of vine are you expecting to come up if there's no
right.
name on it?
Right.
If there's no origin to it.
Amen.
The seed that we plant, we must name it. So whether, regardless of if it's an orange seed, if it's an apple seed, if it's a watermelon seed, you got to know what you're putting down in the ground, both naturally and spiritually, so that when that
Amen.
Fruit comes up, you know, oh, this man right here, because I planted watermelons. I didn't plant no oranges. I don't know where that came from. That ain't mine.
Right.
Right. That's right. You better give it a name.
Yes. Got to give it a name.
Amen.
All right. Also, a receptor must speak and declare over the prophecy, deal with the spiritual things to manifest it in the natural. Again, that was confirmation all the way around from the conversations that I had. And the other confirmation, this is the last one I had, and then I'm going to ask Minister Anderson if she had anything to add or to share. The other confirmation that I got was to not be routine, so to speak, in your prayer life. If you typically get up at 6 a.m., and this is something God shared with me months ago, he was like, do you not know that that's how the enemy hears what you're praying? Besides the fact that you're not speaking in your heavenly language, and you wonder why he's fighting you so hard and knows where you are, you keep showing up at the same place at the same time every day.
That's right. That's right.
So if you, it's what my grandfather taught me as a young girl. Don't always take the same route home. Switch it up because you don't know who's watching you to capture you on your way home from school if you're taking the same route every day.
That's right.
That was wisdom, and that blessed me both naturally and spiritually.
Amen.
And when you said that, I was almost running around the kitchen. But that definitely, this whole entire word blessed my soul. I'm going to bring Minister Anderson and see if she has anything to add or say, and then I'm going to have you guys close for me. Minister Anderson.
Yes, hi. Good evening. It's so good to hear Brother Quincy and your wife. It's been a long time, so it's been good to hear you guys. I'm thoroughly very much enjoy hearing you guys minister, and I mean, I'm not gonna say a lot, but I'm just saying it. I mean, it's at my spirit, you know, understanding the fight, understanding the warfare, and the thing of being aggressive and not being passive in prayer. You know, kind of like you said, you know, we would stand up in the physical to defend, so we have to take that same energy and apply it to our spiritual fight.
Right.
In order to be effective. You know, I don't think I ever heard anything about the same time every morning thing or every day. That's news to me, but my life is so busy. I don't never take, he don't know what angle I'm coming from. I just be in the name of Jesus, Lord, and start speaking in tongues. So praise God, I'm doing something
right.
Right.
I know that's right.
Because this day here, it keeps you, you know, it keeps your head to the cross. Keep your eye on Jesus, you know, because you just never know. We always want to cover and plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, you know, just so that our minds are right. But I thank God for the two of you. You really did minister to me.
Amen. Thank you, Wonder God.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm done.
Amen. If you guys would pray us out, pray for the people as the Lord leads you, and we're going to get out of here. If you need to hear this replay, it will be up in about, give us about 15 minutes, and you can come back to blogtalkradio.com/faithambassadors and search for Staying on Purpose, the Andrews Minister. And you'll be able to hear it as well. I will post it on Faith Ambassadors page as well as my own Facebook page. And you can click on it and listen to it. Man and woman of God.
Again, we just want to extend our thanks to you for the invitation. We don't take it lightly. We are humbled by the invitation, and I'll just pray us out. Father God, we thank you right now for the word that has gone forth, Lord God. We thank you that it has fallen on good ground, Lord. Angels of the Lord, we dispatch you right now to make every crooked path straight as you go forth to protect the word that had been sown. And we pray right now, not only for the recipient, Lord God, but for minister or elder Felicia and her comrades and everyone that's a part of the podcast, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them will prosper, Lord God. We know that once a word as heavy as this goes forth, the enemy will try to come and distract them and take the spoils from it, Lord. But we plead the bloodline of protection over us, over them, over everyone that's listening right now in the name of Jesus. And we arrest the entities of the demonic spirits that will try to take that from us, Lord God. Give us strength, Lord God, to carry out this word in boldness. Lord, give us that courageous faith, Lord God. Give us all the tools that we need and that you deem necessary, Lord God, to bring these words to pass in the matchless name of Jesus, Father God. We'll give you all the honor and praises for the testimonies that will continuously pour in off the doers of this word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, people of God. Again, we thank God for you tuning in to Staying on Purpose broadcast. You again, give me about 15 minutes once this song ends, and you can come back and play the replay as well. You can download it and listen to it later for any one of your devices. We thank God for you coming on, taking time out of your busy schedule to be able to hear what the Lord has said to you, his people. Again, thank you so much, Quincy and Lorraine. And if the Lord says the same, they will be back. We'll let you know when.